This is the Easy Like Sunday Morning podcast. It's been a while. I don't even know how to start. Hi, guys. We're welcome back to the Easy Like Sunday Morning podcast. I know we took so long of a break. I'm so excited to be back and to be bringing all these conversations that you're probably already having with your friends and now I'm having with my friends. So today I have the very beautiful, the very wonderful, the very... what else? Very special, precious Ada.
Hi.
On the podcast.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm really, really good.
Sorry, I'm really whistle.
You asked me how my weekend has been. Yeah. My weekend has been really good. Very, very eventful, very packed, but really good. How's your weekend been today?
Well, this is the start of my weekend, but basically, like, the day leading up to today, I feel like I was very nervous because I haven't filmed in a while.
Okay.
So, like, as the day was getting closer, I was just like, oh my goodness, I'm so scared. Like, I was going over, like, everything, like, again and again and again. Oh my goodness, I was so stressed. I'm not going to lie, but yeah. The way we're starting this podcast episode, because people are always, like, sending me questions and all of this, so I'm going to be reading an audience member's question and you're just going to be having a conversation.
Yeah. Let's go.
So... this person says, hello, Izini. Please tell me if you've ever dealt with this before. My best friend, maybe ex-best friend, and I are not as close as we used to be. And we've been friends since secondary school. We did not go to the same university and we made other friends, but it was never an issue because we were still close. Shortly after we graduated, she got a job offer in the UK and left the country. And that was when things started getting weird. She would take days to respond to my messages and then she would always say it's because she was busy. But then on her Instagram stories, I see her hanging out with people who I think are her new friends. And now she's living a life I cannot relate to. I miss our friendship and I've tried getting as close to other people as I was with her, but it's not just the same and it's not working out. I tried confronting her once about her changing behavior and the conversation did not go well. It was awkward and we barely spoken since then. Last week, I found out she got engaged on Instagram. And I did not know she was that serious with her boyfriend. I feel so sad. Are we still friends or am I overthinking things?
Oh my God, that's so... I think one thing I've come to learn is that in friendships, they are different phases and different seasons. And there will always be seasons where you and a person would be really close, really there for each other. But you have to understand that people change and times change and seasons of their lives change. And you can't, and this is something that I did, I had a friend where for a particular season in our life, we were very, very, very close. And then we grew up. You know, things got busy, they got busy, I got busy, and I was expecting them to be a certain kind of way, but the environment that they were in, they got into, the environment that they are currently in does not allow them to be that friend that I always knew. And most times, it's not exactly the person's fault, it's not also your fault, and there's little to nothing that you can do about it, except really just accept it. So there are, depending on the dynamics of your relationship, the person uses the term best friends, you can have really hard conversations. And I'm guessing they might have had this conversation. And you just see that it's not working. It's actually not working. So my advice would just be to now look at your current season, where you're currently at, the current phase of your life that you are in, and the people that are present in that current phase. And, you know, just face them and direct that energy towards them too. So that current phase. So there might be a phase in the future where that former friend, either you move to the UK or they move back, or just you become, or there's just something that allows you guys come back to that same space and you can easily, you know, go back to the place that you originally were at. But for now, you over internalize it, and then you end up painting that person in a really bad picture in your heart, and you end up getting very hot, very angry at them, and you don't want to get to that point. So my advice would just be, just just let it be. Like, don't force it. Don't force it. Trust me, the last thing you want to do is force friendship.
Oh my dear.
Then don't force it. Just focus on the people that are currently present in your life. And be there for the ones that are there for you as well. And just, you know, go with the flow. It will be easy. I want no stress.
Well, have you ever been like the person that, let's say, is on the end where you are, let's say you are the friend that is in the UK that is not like, that is changing. Have you ever been the changing friend before?
Yes, I've been in that situation where there was a point in my life where my walk with God took in a new level, and I was getting really, really close to God. And there was a friend that I could no longer keep up with. And I actually handled that situation quite poorly because what I did was I just cut her off.
Oh.
I just could not no longer look at her content on Instagram. I was, you know, just looking at her, I'm no longer in this level. I can't read. I did not handle that well. So I just cut her off. I just stopped texting her. And, you know, and I think it was a year or 2 years later, you know, she texted me and just poured out how angry she had been. And I think at that point, I had gained better perspective. So I looked at it. And the thing is, you actually have to be someone who is truthful with yourself. If you didn't handle something properly, like don't be fake. You didn't do it well. Own up to your mistakes, apologize, and see how you can, you know, improve, what you can do better. So I genuinely looked at it and I was like, yes, I shouldn't have. And then I shouldn't have cut her off. I should have told her that, okay, there's a way I could maybe do it in a way that there was a softer landing.
Don't you think that's maybe what this girl was trying to do? Like maybe just keeping her distance. So like just gently hoping this person will... Because like there are like people that might be like, okay, I don't want to be so, you know, confrontational and be like, get away from my life, but they will just like slowly withdraw.
Well, I mean, the dynamics works differently for different people, but I think at a concept level, the biggest thing has to be communication one way or the other. And you have to bring this other person into, this is on, is a human being, a heart you're dealing with here, regardless of how the friendship went or how the friendship is. You must understand that you're dealing with a person. These are people and they have emotions, they have feelings. Like for someone like me that like overanalyzes things, I will start thinking of the 100 things that I did wrong, you know, and I'm just like, hey, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? But if you had told me like, okay, you know, I'm currently in a space where I'm not going to be available all the time. Like you know, I have a friend currently and there was a time where she got so busy with a particular program, school program, and she had just upfront told me that, okay, Precious, I'm not going to be as responsive as I usually am. You know, you might not be able to reach me when I wake up. I might just want to not talk. I just want to actually spend time with myself. And it's very same.
We're going on. Also, sorry that I'm asking this guy. I'm just trying to play devil. No, I'm not trying to play in devil's anything. But yeah, like, I just think that there are also sometimes, like, I feel like your friend did that to you because she probably sees you as a close friend.
Yeah, like, there's that.
I also think that, you know, sometimes people, I don't know, I think it was my sisters that told me this because I too went through that phase of where I was like, you know, the whole thing now. I had like 50 million people in my life that I was talking to. It was weighing me down. My soul was just crushed. And then I just decided, okay, you know what? I need to stop putting my business out there in with, you know, so many people. I just want to have it like a, you know, select few. And so I would see these people that I thought were my friends. Like they would go out, they would hang out with, you know, other people. And it was hurtful. I remember calling my, you know, sister and being like, ah. And there was something that my sister said to me that has stayed. And this has been like almost 2 or 3 years now. She said, it's one thing to know where you've kept people. It's another thing to know where people have kept
exactly
you.
Exactly.
So if you are taking somebody as, oh, this person is like, in this case, is my best friend.
Yeah.
But this person sees you as a casual friend.
Exactly. You are serving yourself a lot of, you know, and that was said to me, not that that was said to me, I came to understand that, you know, and actually really fine. Like, you don't have to be take this from me, as someone who always wanted to be friends with everybody, I've currently at a point in my life where I've come to understand that you don't have to be friends with everybody. Look at Jesus, for example. Jesus had his 120. He also had his 12.
He had his three.
You understand? There are people that are going to be bosom friends. These ones are the ones that you know that purpose-wise, God has placed them in your life. You can't jeopardize you, and you must always constantly bring yourself to the point where you can see that these are people that are to be kept in your life. The devil will come, strife will come, issues will come, but you must learn how to navigate those seasons and come out of it. There are people that they are your 12. They are not your bosom friends. Yeah. They are casual friends. They are acquaintances. The people that are your 20, your 120. Learn,
you know, that, sorry, go on, sorry.
Learn to, you know, identify who these people are, and then know how to place yourself in, know what part of yourself, your life, that you are giving to these people. And also, in turn, know where these people are placing you. Because it's like how people will say, when you're going out on a date with someone, ask them if anybody is dating them, that they don't know. Is this the way you should use or not? Can I be your best friend with someone that is not that's your best friend? That, so that's what I mean. Uses the pain and the hurts. Trust me, this friendship talk.
I think, you know, because that's something Ethan is trying to teach me now. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to have a very strict definition of friend. For me, friend was somebody that, you know, I trusted with my whole soul, that knew me, that knew my house, mm-hmm. like could come to my house and knock on my door and say, I know where you live, or like they know me. I've had to learn from my husband that friendship doesn't mean that, you know, they are your... Okay, so I heard someone talk about how they are outer court friends, then they are inner court friends, and then they are holy of...
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then it's like, not everybody has to come to your holy of holy, like from moment you meet the person. And that has also caused me a lot of pain, because for me, once I spoke to somebody like for a few days or minutes, and I felt like, oh, I'm comfortable with this person, I just immediately transfer them to your phone, because for me, that was what friendship was. Yeah. But it's like, okay, you even have to learn how to be platonic with people, how to call people, check up on them, have fun with them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to get deep into, ah, by the way, this happens to me.
Yeah, just be your friend.
But speaking of sliding in DMs, how did we meet? How did we actually become friends?
Oh, wow.
How did we become friends?
How did we become friends is different from how did we meet. How we met is, we didn't become friends immediately, did we? We did not.
No, I don't think so.
We didn't become friends immediately. How we met was one of my friends had posted a blog post.
Mm-hmm.
Posted a blog post that he had written about an encounter that he had with God. And this was at a point in my life where I had just gotten saved, let go of all the friends that I had. I was literally asking God, like, God, I needed a new set of friends. I needed like-minded people. And I could not in my wildest dream imagine that there were people my age that knew God this way and were ready to, like, you know, run with their faith and all of that. So I tapped the link. I read it. I was like, oh, my God, wow. And then I think I sent you a DM on Instagram. And then you sent me the Telegram group to TC, and then I joined, and I think that's how we started. But that was not how we became friends. I don't know how we became friends.
In my own memory, I think I just started seeing you on the group. That's where my own memory starts. But I started seeing you on the group, like, you were so enthusiastic. She would, like, take pictures and write, like, love to see them, I love to see them.
Wow.
I'm
home with that bubbly person.
I was really drawn to that light and to that, you know, energy. And we're always laughing and talking. I think this just also goes to, you know, people who are always, like, I just feel like it's also just a little bit lazy to just walk up to somebody and just say, I want us to be friends. It feels very lazy.
You have to warm your way up.
Have to kind of, like, ease your way into it and not almost, like, demand it as your right.
Immediately.
You know, so I didn't even know that you had maybe looked at me and thought, like, well, I'd like to know this person or, you know, whatever.
Funny how I never thought about it. That was why I'm always still weirded out at how people look at you as a celebrity or something.
See, That's a whole other conversation for you to another day.
But it's okay. I mean, like, it's okay, but it's still,
oh my God.
But it's, well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any more questions.
No, I have.
But the question is about how you felt when we had our first big quarrel. And I think we didn't speak for like a year or two.
No, it wasn't that long.
It wasn't that long.
I felt like, you know, a year, because I mean, being our thoughts from me for just a month, felt like a year. I get it.
No, I feel like it was more than
it
that.
It wasn't up to you.
Really?
It wasn't. Because you still came to my wedding now. And we quarreled before I got married. So when
that means we quarreled about that one time. Oh.
No. It was just once. It was a huge quarrel.
I think after the wedding, I was hurt about it. Okay, yes, that was the time that you were now, you know, you were withdrawing a bit. So yeah. At that point, I did not know where I fit into.
Yeah.
And I just completely removed myself from the equation. But how was it like? I mean, I don't even know.
I feel like our relationship was much different then from what it is now. You know, first off, I have grown a lot more since that time. But at that time, like, obviously, when I started seeing you on, you know, TC, and I think it was just one day we had like a convo and we talked for a long time. I think you called me about something and we just spoke for hours and hours. And I was like, wow, this girl is pretty cool. Like, you know,
I am, guys.
Yeah, we just spoke for a long time. And you know, sometimes you're talking to some people and they might be talking about God, but it's not the same, like, frequency.
Yeah.
And it's not even about the spiritualism of it. It's more just like you see God the same way. You are kind of experiencing the same thing. So
yeah.
I really felt that with you and it wasn't forced. Yeah. It was natural.
Yes, you know? Actually.
So that was a big one. And then we started talking and then, you know, it was almost from a thing of, like, from us talking, it now became, like, let's start working together.
Yeah.
So, which is why, to this day, I don't want to talk to my friends because, anyway. But we just started working, you know, together. And I think I was under a lot of pressure, even though that is not an excuse for how I acted. But I was under a lot of pressure. I was under a lot of stress, you know. And I just felt like, obviously now, because of my husband, I've learned better how to, like, communicate or tricky people. But there were times I felt like, Precious should know this now. You know that kind of thing, but without, like, taking the time to be like, Precious, I would really like you to do this or, you know, do that. And so at the point, I started feeling like maybe because we were friends, that was why you were not taking the work that we were doing seriously or maybe the way I would have liked you.
Yeah.
So it's my work, but I expected you to take it as if it was your work. So it was just messy. And I think we had, like, I think I was even shouting at her on the phone or something,
and I cried. And he cried.
And the rest too. Oh, it was really, really...
It was messy.
It was very messy.
It was very messy.
And that thing hurt me for a very long time.
Yeah.
Should we talk about how we reconciled?
Of course. Because, like, I was feeling so, like, justified in my anger.
Yeah.
Like, I was even like, how dare Precious even be telling me that she's the answer, you know, that I'm even wrong. Like, I was so unjust. Like, I can't explain how... And I feel like that just goes to show that there's never really one side. So even this person that is saying, oh, this friend did that, like, everybody has their own point of view, whatever happened that is valid. And, you know, I think you just suddenly reached out to me one day. I was just like, oh, can we talk? And then we spoke.
Guys, let me tell you, you need to learn how to have hard conversations. Like, you can't trust me.
Just throw people
You in. Can't, no, you have to learn how to have hard conversations. You have to learn how to be accountable to the people around you.
And how to be humble.
Trust
because,
me.
Because, you know, scripture says that a quiet word turns away wrong. But for you to have a quiet word when someone is angry or shouting at you, you have to take the more humble
person. Exactly.
And to be honest, like, when you texted me, we were like, can we talk? I was really like, Precious is good for here. It is. And we were like, I was so ready to be like, oh, so you've come back to say that you're sorry. And when you're just like, he just owned up, even though, like, he just took charge somehow, you know. I felt so much shame. Like, I don't know how to, like, the shame was overwhelming. Like, if there was, I would have just done my shame songs. Like, if there was a place to put my head, like. So even after we had the conversation, like, I was just so ashamed. There's no other word to use for it. And I now see the wisdom of God, like, you know, God saying, you know, be the first person to reach out. Or if somebody does evil to you, don't pay back evil with evil. I feel like I really learned from that.
It was really hard because I remember when God told me to get a gift for you. And
okay, that's the second one.
That first one, I think to a degree, I had, guys, listen to Gosha. To a degree, I had just, and this is the thing I'm talking about, don't lie to yourself. Like, you know, if your friend brings something to you and says, you hurt me, don't sit down there and be like, what did I do? But what I did is not that bad.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Look at it and be like, this is their own experience. Step out of your shoes. Step into their shoes. And then, I'm sorry cannot kill. Oh my God. I'm sorry cannot kill you. Just, I'm not from a place of just to get it over with. But from a place of actually just learning, you know, the thing with this is that it's like repentance. You come up higher, you get to a higher perspective, and then you even learn more about that person, about that friendship, about how to respect them, about their boundaries, you know? So like when I had that conversation, I just truly looked at it like, okay, fine. I see where is in it wrong with me. I also see my own fault. See, that's the thing. Own up, name the one that the person did. Own up to yours. It might even be your owning up that that would open the other person's eyes. But and I might be dragged for this, but in this our Gen Z thing and our pride and that's exactly like everybody is just consumed in their own self. Me. And I've been guilty of this. I've had to actually learn the hard way. They are taking me a lot to come to this point. But even that second time when God was like, take, because you, it's amazing. I love how scripture will say, take out the log of wood in your own eyes before you start judging other people. I remember I was so angry that I could not look at your post on Instagram.
Wow.
I needed
no. I'm like, I don't want to jump in girl. I don't want to see this girl tear.
Yeah.
So hurt. I was actually so hurt.
Yeah.
But when girl was like, all those things that you held in your heart against her, tell her.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro,
just
can share with her. She wants to make me...
You know, because I read sometimes to what we are scared of letting people know that we even care.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just in case they like throw it
back
at us and, just, and they just make you feel finished. So there's a fear of even saying that, oh, what you did even had the ability to like
touch me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that was how it resulted, guys. We had like really hard conversations. We had very painful conversations. That second one, I had to do a lot of internal search and God just showing me this is the hard word, evil, you know, this is where your heart was evil because you had held this person up unrighteously in your heart. Like we all do this thing, like you just be like, I hate him even that fine.
Remember, my elder is not getting to buy you, not to you, but
somebody can, you can just be hurt by someone and everything that concerns their existence just irritates you.
What I stand dragged,
and you are in that point acting very evil. You understand? It's very easy to when someone does something, you look at them and you say, but let them bring your own heart. So, just taking my heart to God and seeing how you know God was like, this thing you did was wrong. It doesn't matter if this person really actually did hurt you, but what you did in these parts that nobody else in the world saw but me, God, you know, own up and just. And having that position with you made me feel very free, very, very free. And I mean, we walked our way up from there. It's still here and there as per adult symbol. We're making it work.
Something else is like, I feel like for me, friendship is more complicated than normal. Because I feel like for me, when people are coming, like, I want to be a friend, I'm like, why? You know, like,
interesting friendship. Is it really complicated?
It seems precious. I feel like sometimes people just want to know you on a personal level so that they can just sort of fulfill their like curiosity about you.
I mean, like, I feel like how we looked at it when we were 20, 21, 22. It's not how we're looking at it now because right up on, I think it was even a couple of months back, I began to understand what friendship is.
So what is friendship?
I'm going to preach. No, okay, for real. I'm where I'm at, and I think I was having this conversation with Toby earlier today, and I was telling him that I'm currently tracing philosophies, ideas, patterns of doing things back, like tracing his genealogy. Where did it come from? Where did it? So the best way, the only way, you can't use, the only way to, or rather, you can't know an Apple product better than the owners of Apple.
No.
So the, and friendship is not a, it's like marriage too, it's not a world thing. God is the one that orchestrated these things. So you have to, you actually have to look at his perspective and see what, how God sees friendship. And, you know, this will now enable you, allow you know how to act. Because as I, last year, I didn't even know how to be in a friendship. I didn't know how to commit in a friendship. I didn't know how to give myself. I was giving myself to everybody. I had to withdraw and be like, no. Yeah, evaluate. This person is not my friend. And when you say, this person is not my friend, it does not
mean that thing is your
actually. It's like when you say, that's not my husband.
Yeah.
This person is not your friend.
Yeah.
You understand? This. And then when you are saying, when I call you my friend, wow. I actually came to even realize that it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, and it's actually something that you should take very seriously, because I pray for my friends. I have to pray for my friends. Jesus prayed for his friends. I have to pray for my friends. I have to sacrifice for my friends. I have to make commitments for my friends.
Yeah.
The thing, the underlying fact is that, or the underlying principle before you start doing these things is that you have chosen this person, they have chosen you, either because they know that God has ordained us to be friends, and to people that are listening, we are Christians, so obviously I'm going to be using purpose, God, all of these terminologies, right? Like, once you know that these people are, this person is meant to be your friend, either for this season or for that season, then you cannot, I can't now come and be doing, tracing you how I will treat my acquaintances. So we will not talk every day, but I'm bearing you in mind. You know, I'm committing to you. When you need me, I will be there. I cannot, precious before used to be there for everybody. And same. I ended up burning out. Ended up being very hurt, very heartbroken, you know, because what I expected from people that I called my friend, I was not getting it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm sacrificing.
Yeah.
I'm living.
Yeah.
I'm there for them.
Yeah.
I'm this, I'm that,
yeah.
I'm yada, yada, yada. You know, you have to... now, look at me, look at Jonathan, look at David.
Do you know that what I was going to talk about? Oh my God. Let's get mine, Lord.
You know, and you see how sacrificial Jonathan was. Like, how many supposed friends of this, our generation, can do that manner of thing for another person?
Jonathan was supposed to be king next.
Do you understand?
But I was telling David, I know God has anointed.
Do you understand?
Like, that's actually...
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, it is... crazy, it's a lot of work. So I'm saying all of this to say, I now began to understand what friendship actually is. And it is something that you can't share with everybody.
Yeah.
You absolutely cannot share with everybody.
So no outer court friends.
I have outer court relations. Mm-hmm. I will use that term.
Love
not friends.
I like that.
My inner courts or holy of holies or my
three
are my friends.
I like that.
Do you understand? But outside of that, and if you look at me bluntly and say me, Precious, who are not friends. Oh, thank you very much. It means my prayer list has shortened. You know, because my friends, I know their purpose. I know where they are supposed to.
You also know their prayer
points. Their prayer points. Like, you understand? I have a friend who is currently in a very interesting season. And I woke up there and I was just praying for strength for her, because I know what this, I can't do that for everybody. Like, do you know how hard it is to intercede for someone?
Yeah.
You can't do that for everybody.
And I think sometimes, to like, somebody might see this now and be like, oh, I like Precious. I should have her as a friend, because they are thinking of like, oh, Precious says she can pray. Very good. Come on. You know?
But I actually got to this place. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of painful work. Trust me. A lot of, see, you people would have better friends if you aligned. If you allow yourself to be accountable to other people, what people are doing now is they are just shuffling. You don't like people that see.
You don't like anybody correct.
You don't like people that tell you the truth. The reason why I knew that I needed to change in certain things, like, oh, if my friend said something to me earlier, I think a month or some weeks back, I can't remember when, And she said to me, I don't feel seen by you. Like, I feel like our very, this is my bosom purpose friend. And she said to me, I don't feel helped. I don't feel like you have my back at this time. I didn't think that. I did, in honesty, I thought I was actually, but oh my God, I took it and I went to, and I was really sad, but I took it and I went to learn. I did not say, no, you cannot say that though. I've done this, I've done that. No. Like, you might be providing your friend or giving yourself in a capacity that they don't need. So you need to know the capacity that your friend, I think we've said so many things. But yeah, friendship is, I'm saying this to say that it's not so complicated. You're just doing it with the wrong people. It's not so complicated. You're just doing it with the wrong people because I know my friend knows me. We know what we like, we know what we don't like. And it's just easy, you know, listen more, communicate more, have hard conversations, and don't pick everybody. Like, it's actually be contented in yourself. Yeah. You know, so I don't have any other thing to say.
No, that was really, really good. And I'm very glad that you shared all of what it is that you were talking about. I'm just, the reason why there's even a lag in my brain is that I'm actually thinking about all the things you were saying, like talking about how you pray for your friends. I mean, I do pray for my friends. So I don't think, like, the way you were talking about how you were interceding and praying, I was like, wow, I actually need to do more. Because I think, like, yeah, I know my friends' prayer points. I know what they want God to do in their lives. But I want to ask you, like, do you think it's possible to outgrow a friendship? And if you do, like, what is the appropriate way of doing that?
So I don't think the term outgrow is the right thing. I will say this because I used to be someone who is very tired in my soul, in the sense that I like the heated moment of experiencing a thing or a person, and it's not very good because it's like I do honeymoon phases, 3 months while on fire, while on Instagram, I'm posting on my Instagram, you're posting on your Instagram, we're going to restaurants, we're doing all of the cute things, you know, wearing matching shirts, all of those supposed, you know,
falsehood.
That's not where the friendship is. That's not where the friendship is, you know. So I'm saying that to say, you can't outgrow. I'm looking at it like from a marriage perspective. I'm not married, but like, I'm looking at it from a husband and wife perspective. And I'm saying this again to say, for people that you have chosen, this is not for people that you're just vibing. These are not vibes.
Yeah.
Do you understand? For someone that, you know, like, there are times where I don't feel like me and my friends are friends enough. We would genuinely do things that we ignite So this is where I can now either pray for them or hang out with them or talk to them so that love that you need to well up again in your heart. It's like married people now, like you, for example. I know you and you used to do Date Night Friday. You will not say because you're now married, you now have him, he now has you. You will not keep making sure that love, that, you know, it remains there. So outgrow is not
this.
Yeah.
I'm saying I feel like there are some friends you might have when you are like a particular person.
Yes, exactly.
And then you might be someone else. And it's causing friction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they might not feel like it's causing friction, but you know that you don't have anything to talk about.
Exactly. And I referred to it when I was speaking earlier as phases.
Okay.
Everybody changes phases. Like, I had friends that, I remember.
I'm sorry, like, I just feel like when you look around yourself at every point in time, I feel like the people you see around you reflect what God is currently doing.
Exactly. And I've had a group of friends, and I'm saying this to say, there's also the possibility of not, in this context now, outgrowing. Because I've had friends who have fit into every season of my life. Every season.
So that what I was saying, that doesn't that mean that it's more than just friendship, that it's not like purpose like you?
Exactly.
Because, like, for instance, Angel and I have been friends. Like, I've been friends since, I think, 2016. Yeah. She asked me when I was broke. She asked me when I started making money. She asked me when I was single. She asked me when I was dating. She asked me when I'm, you know,
married.
Like, she has been there for all of the seasons. And our friendship never glitched throughout that. But there are friends that, like, once you change season, it just glitches. And it's not like you tried to make it glitch. It just changed.
And it's normal.
Yeah.
On it. Look, so far, you're not doing anything that's going to harm their emotions, harm how they feel. Just look at it and have these conversations. Have these conversations. Oh, I don't think that... It's just, see, we like to overcomplicate things, trust me. If you, it's like when you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't see that it's working, you break up with the person. And I'm not saying just go about, in fact, don't even start a friendship. Many of us, we meet somebody at a restaurant, we just meet somebody somewhere. They are just
can't relate. I can't relate to that. But yeah,
I had one school. You guys start talking.
Wow.
In 2 days.
We actually do that.
I've done it. I'm catching myself. You know, and in 2 days, you're like, wow, that's my friend. That is not how you measure friendship. That's not how you measure friendship.
Yeah.
And these things feel very forced, very... In fact, my longest, my most... My life friendships now that I know that these are friends that I will have for eternity, they were never forced. They were just...
They just happened.
And over time... And you have to be with like-minded people. You cannot be a Christian. You're a child of God. And then, oh my God, you are with, as Jackie Perry would say, you are a saint, you are with angels. And then you are growing and you expect them to follow you in your season. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, you know. But when you are with people who are on the same path with you.
But then I feel like whenever we, you know, say that, people are not like, okay, I need to find a Christian friend. And then I'm like, okay, who do I know that is a Christian? Can you be my friend?
No.
You know, as opposed to like the same way you will make a friend.
See, one thing that comes...
So how do you make a Christian friend?
Hey, Jesus. Join a Christian community or in church. Yeah. So that was how I made my Christian. Like my best friend of today are friends that I made on TC. you have to... What was I saying? What was my train of thought? You have to...
Join Christian community.
Yeah, that was the basis. And then also understand that these Christians, they are also changing. Like, you're not perfect. They are not perfect. And, you know, you people are going to go through different phases. It's not left for you to... Was it Paul that was talking about avoiding the unruly... Brother, he didn't grant him somebody that is not saved, though. The person is saved, but unruly. It doesn't mean that you will not go on that path with that person, but don't do anything first. Okay, what I was going to say is that anything that you do by the flesh, it works. Like, that's even the basis of our salvation, grace. Like, anything that you have to do with your own strength, with your own power.
Yeah, try so hard.
I've done it. Anything I'm saying, I'm not saying it with head knowledge. I have experience. There are people that I have met and I have done everything within my power to make sure that we are friends and we remain friends. Okay, we now become the supposed friends and I'm using all the hair on my head to ensure that we remain friends. And it just became very worrisome, very burdensome, very... draining. And then all the while you just realize that this person was never your friend. You were the one doing it by the flesh. If you want friends, if you want a godly friend, just honestly ask God to bring someone your way, honestly. And then you too, that friend you are looking for, become that friend because you actually attract the exact one. Your reality is what you have built up from within. Like, you can't be someone who's unruly, unaccountable to anybody. Even with, what am I talking about, marriage?
Even with marriage.
As a woman or as a man, you want to attract a certain kind of partner, you know, but you don't even, you also wonder, is responsible, but you're not even responsible for your immediate space. You don't know when the salt in your house has finished, but you want to be responsible for another human. Yeah. God is not wicked and God is not silly.
Yeah.
You understand? It's, they are not two. This earlier, even marriage at a concept level is friendship. So it's just that it is friendship on another level.
Yeah.
So the same principle.
Like, why should God entrust his
exactly? So the same principle that applies to marriage, it trickles down, not exactly, you don't sleep with your friends, but it trickles down, it trickles down to a degree, you know, to platonic friendship between man and woman, woman and woman, man and man, you understand? You know, like, don't be what you want. That's just a simple thing.
Be what you want. So God also allows people failure so that we realize that he's the only one that we can find true rest in.
That you must understand that, trust me, there's no single one human in this world that will make you feel complete.
Yes, even your spouse.
Even your spouse. Your joy needs, your love needs, your happiness needs, it comes from God.
Yeah.
The time you put it on a human, the time you take it from God on a human, is a recipe for disaster, both for yourself and for them.
Yeah.
You understand? So these are just basic things that have sort of helped me, you know, in my friendship. My friends used to joke, I have a friend, they used to say like, Precious, how did you get the kind of friends I have? And it's like, well, to a degree, I actually became that kind of person. I have friends that they are so sacrificial. Jesus Christ, it is so crazy how much my friends have sacrificed for me. And I was looking at it one time and, you know, I had this very funny thing and I was like, well, then I used to wish I could, it was like, it was some 1-2 years ago, like, oh, when I had not, you know, made some money, I used to feel like, oh God, because my love language is actually gifting, giving, you know, so I used to feel very odd when I can't give my friends things at that time, at that point in my life. And I had asked my friends, like, you know, why? Because I'm not doing this monetary aspect. And they're like,
why do you love?
Are you crazy, Precious? Like, do you know how sacrificial you are?
You
would.
Precious is.
My friend will call me and be like, Precious, where are you? Can you please come over? And I've taken an Uber to her house. Yeah. She's going through heartbreak. And I'm there praying for her, holding her, reminding her that this thing is not the end of you. So, like, it's only normal for them to now put everything from it. Then go on, you're looking for the friend that would be heaven and earth for you. When even in small things, like, I don't know, like, I mean, we're complicating. These are my little things I've actually applied and I've learned. A lot of what I know is from actually putting your head down and learning, because you don't know these things. I didn't know these things before. I started learning them with people and with God, you know, and seeing how God would have me have, you know, these relationships and these, you know, friendships, because the people that God gives to you, they are not, it's not for, what's the word now? It's not just for vibes and just for, and something that I know that the devil does is that he doesn't like when two kingdom people come together. He doesn't like it. He'll always find means to fight that friendship. There will be things that will be very unnecessary. Why are you arguing about this thing? Like, it's so funny. So we just, I'm very passionate. I think I'm very passionate about this, and I feel how passionate I am, because I've gotten it really wrong, and then I'm getting it to a degree right now, and I hope that I can be a better friend, you know, to my friends in the long run. So back to your question, outgrowing people, how can you come back? Just know who are your friends, and we've you know, really listed how you can choose your friend, how you can make your friends, you know. And then if you see that things are dying out, maybe because of environment changing, maybe one person is now married, the other person is not married. I don't believe in that thing.
I don't even believe in it too, because I have friends, like, I mean, when I got married, many of my friends were not married and we still managed to stay great.
Exactly. So in the situation of that, both of you just have the conversation, I've missed you.
Yes, I've missed you.
Very simple. I've missed you. Oh, let's do something.
But I think there's also a place for, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, okay, before we even get into that, I want to say, first of all, like, thank you so much for being such a great friend, because I think just, you know, having you come back into my life, the, you know, second time, and us just having this, you know, conversation, like, you know, I'm just starting to learn, to be honest now, how to truly relate with, you know, people. Mm-hmm. And it's how you would say, like, you had to learn how to be like a friend. I'm first started to learn how to just relate with people, mm-hmm. period. You know, when I was off, you know, social media for, you know, this long, I had people coming to my DMs and saying, oh, I'm so sorry if I'm, you know, barging into your space. It didn't feel so bad, mm-hmm. you know, because it really felt like, oh, I've communicated to people, even if I may not have verbally said what I want to say. The pain or the trauma I've gone through has told people, stay away from me.
Yeah.
Don't come here. I don't want to hear what you have to say. So I don't want people feeling like, this girl, you know, she's like a, you know, porcupine. If mm-hmm. I catch her, she will jump.
Yeah.
You know, I truly want to be someone who loves people, but still has boundaries.
Yeah, that's
you know,
normal.
Obviously. That's but normal. I love people. I talk to people. I can, you know, relate to people without fear taking over my mind or something. Yeah. But I think also, like, I wanted to ask you this. How do you deal with, let's say you have a friend
mm-hmm.
that seems to be doing better than you
mm-hmm.
and you think that, okay, so from this person's, you know, message now, it seems that this person feels that it's because this girl is doing better mm-hmm. now, she's now feeling like, so there might be some undercurrents of even jealousy mm-hmm. in that. Mm-hmm. So I guess, like, what would you say to somebody who feels like, okay, this person has switched up on me and is not acting?
Guys, for real. First of all, as Christians, you have to understand that you and another person are not on the same path.
Mm.
First of all, be contented.
Mm.
And be honest. Recently, I was sharing with my friend how I had seen something and I had felt jealous in my heart. Mm. Still took it to God immediately on that spot, just dropped my phone. I was like, God, we both saw this emotion, right?
Yeah.
I submit and I surrender to you, and I would have you shine your light, shine your light, shine your light. I am not jealous. In fact, I am happy for this person. Genocide. It's very easy to feel like it's very, very easy. It's just a thin line.
Yeah.
And what we do is that we ignore those things. You ignore it the first time, you ignore it the second time. It happens 10 times. And then the next thing, you're just bitter towards this person.
Mm.
That's how it happens.
Oh, you mute them.
Wow. So, Ryan, you have to also understand that you and another person are not on the same path. So there's no need to say, oh, they are doing better than you.
They are not. They are just on their own.
They are on their own path. You are on your own path. The funny thing is that someone can be doing so well outside of purpose.
Hmm.
And they will wake up 10 years later and see that all that they have built is nothing.
Yeah.
And then you look like you are behind.
Yeah.
But you are where God will have you to be.
Hmm.
And then you are slowly walking up your way, walking up your way, walking up your way, walking up your way. And then in 20 years, in 30 years, from God's perspective, you have built. So never ever measure yourself with any other person. Never. Don't ever make that mistake. So measure yourself with anybody you see on Instagram, anybody you see on YouTube. Never. You don't know what phase of their life they are currently in, you know. Be content in your own phase. A lot of my friends started making money way ahead of me. A lot of my friends started working way ahead of me, you know. I remember I used to feel really bad at that point in my life, and these things are very normal things, but you have to always take this thing back to God. You have to don't wallow in it. It's very okay, you understand? And then 2 years down the line, I have multiple businesses that I can't even keep up with.
Can also.
Okay, guys. I did gift curating.
Yes, Precious is actually so good.
I'm so good at gift curating.
Yeah.
I do event management, programs management.
Yeah.
I do project management.
Yeah.
I do so many things. Like,
God, yeah, you do. Yeah.
So many things. I'm currently redesigning my friend's store.
Come on, girl.
What are you saying? You know, so there's that, yeah. There's that. I'm playing in tech.
Very proud of you, Paul.
I did measure myself with my friends at that point, like, oh my God, they have 9 to 5s, they're doing this. I'm the one at home, you know, I'm the one at home, and you know, I'm not doing anything good. The 3 years down the line, it's not like it was a race thing, but we're all at the same path now.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not a race thing, but I've caught up on like to where God would have me be. Yeah. You understand? And don't measure. Just know where God has put you. Be there. When your friends switch seasons, be happy for them. And if you feel any envy, any jealousy, whatever, take it to God immediately. Just deal with it. Don't let it sit down. Don't let it brew, because you don't know how evil you can get.
You never know.
Yeah. Only God knows our heart. Even you don't know what you can do.
Even teen,
you don't know. You don't know how bad you can get until situations begin to play out. So once you feel those things, just, you know, take it to God. So that's my answer.
Okay, so we're going to be wrapping up soon, but I just want to ask you 2 more questions before I wrap up.
Okay.
The first one is, do you text back frequently? How do you maintain a friendship with a busy schedule? And does that lead to ghosting?
Okay, so the thing is, oh my God, I feel like people are going to think like, oh my God, Prince is so good.
We try to have to say,
I was going to say that I like to treat people honorably. I actually like to treat people honorably. I'm not the best texter. I'd rather call you. But I just believe in treating people honorably, because I have been dishonored a lot by people that I really loved. I'm a very lovey-dovey person. So I'm guessing my heart's very broken, very shattered. So I know how to be in that position.
Yeah.
You understand? So I just like treating people very, very honorably. My friends, whew, are busy. Everybody is busy.
That's crazy.
Being mothers and being wives and being owners and being founders and just doing beautiful things, moving. Yeah. It's very hard to keep up.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Very, very hard to keep up. What I just do is that, hey, like us, other people, it's like, oh, when are you free? Let's catch up. For example, I have a friend, I know that she teaches strategy at a certain time of the day. So I know that, okay, you're busy today, Tuesday. I'll call you tomorrow. What time can I call you?
A good friend.
Hey, God, this is what I say. Friends that people like choose. And they're not, I don't think my friends right here. I hope I don't get dragged soon. I'm not going to give a number.
No, I don't give a number. But I don't know if it's too sleep.
It's too sleep. But this allows me know their schedules. So I know that 6 p.m. Wednesday, this person is not available.
Wow.
I just know this person that I can't reach. So I'll either text you one other time. Or I was talking to my friend 2 days ago. And she was like, let's go to cafeteria now. We usually do this where we go to cafeteria and we just sit down and let's go to cafeteria now. Or another one where we'll just be like, let's watch a movie now. Let's stay at home. Or we can't, Lagos, can't be traveling everywhere.
Yeah.
Right now, it can just be a call and just be like, for the past 2 months, I have not done every day. Hello, have you woken up? Have you slept? Have you eaten? We're no longer in that phase in our life. Yeah. Well, I have friends where we've not spoken in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks straight, 1 month straight. You know, but
I feel like I'm in this category.
But I will text if I'm not free, or they will text if they are the ones free and be like, hi, just thinking of you. I hope you're doing well. Speak soon. I might not even reply at that moment.
But you know, sometimes too, I feel like we have this expectation for friendships because of social media.
Bro.
Because like,
social media is fake.
No, I feel like it's because like we are seeing people.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, if you have time to post, you have time to text me back.
Yeah, you know, so, like that.
Like,
too.
When, like, you had to go out and visit somebody and knock, and the child would say, my daddy's there, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, now you just feel like you have a right to people's
things.
You know how else to say.
No, yes, I do. Because sometimes I want to reply I will be posting, maybe I post on Instagram now. Mm-hmm. And then my friend who has sent me a text on iMessage views my story. I was going, hey,
I'm going to reply Stephanie. Hey, good. I'm going to reply Stephanie. I'm just going to reply. And then, you know, this thing, there are no wanted trees.
Yeah.
Just at the bottom line, at the concept level, be honorable. I don't believe in it's been 3 months since I left last texted. I left you on red. That's very dishonorable.
Before I've done it.
That's very, very dishonorable. And, you know, I know the friends that are texters. I know the friends that men were texting now. Aha. I'm going to devote 10 to 15 minutes to texting you back and forth. We just text, catch up for 15 minutes. Great. I know the friends that we'll get on the phone. We'll talk for 30 minutes. We'll talk for 1 hour. And then we might not text for another 3 weeks. And, you know, just learn the templates for each of your friends.
Yeah.
So
okay, last question.
Yeah.
Are your friends enemies your enemies? Are your friends enemies your enemies? You know, there's some people that will be like, I'm angry with sister so person, but you're friends with them.
Why? Pull the tweet. Come again.
Are your friends enemies?
You're angry and what you say about
They're like, I'm upset with a certain person, but I still see you like hanging around them. Like, could have a vibe. Like, there's some people that feel like there should be a sense of loyalty. Like, okay, if I'm not talking to somebody, you two should not talk to that person, that kind of thing.
Okay. No.
Yeah, same.
No.
If
I have a friend,
mm-hmm.
you have that same friend,
mm-hmm.
I know that you and that friend are not talking. It is my duty. It is my duty. And that I came to them, be fair. I was a... Because I mean, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have that attitude. You have to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now... I don't think I have any friend like that. But now I know that, especially if they are both my bosom friends, they are both my friends, I would go to the other person and be like, what's going on between you and Izini?
But you don't think that that's like meddling?
It's not meddling. It is not meddling. I'm so confused. It's not meddling. You will see.
I think I'm a huge like minder of my
Like business. I said, no, you can't do that. These are... my two bosom friends. I'm going to be a hypocrite. I'm screaming. I'm already having ice cream with you. I'm not. I can't now tell you. Oh, I'm going to.
No, you can't
swipe this house.
You can say it, but like the person will just be like, oh, okay. But like, okay. Well, I guess the scenario I'm painting is like someone that is maybe saying you two, you should have beef with the person. So
why would I have beef with the person?
There's some people that expect that too.
No, I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
I don't actually believe in it. I can look at your point of view. If it's something that they really, really hurt you, I would just know that I can't relate to that person. But they don't do the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are both my bosom friends, it is my duty to find out what went wrong with two of my friends. Why are two of my friends not in speaking to they're not friends, but enemies. So in a scenario, that's for people that are both my friends. But in a scenario where it's someone I don't know, he just open your phone and say, Precious, see this girl did X, Y, Z, Z, Z to me. I don't like her. Excuse me.
What did you do, my client? What's And I think that, you know, reminds me again of David and Jonathan, right?
It's like a kingdom thing.
Yes. Jonathan's dad was like, I'm out to kill David. But Jonathan was like, no.
Yeah, it's not a kingdom thing. You must tie these things back to... You must tie
these things. And I think that's why people are also angry when they're angry with someone, they see God blessing the person. Because they feel like, okay, God should be
on
my side. That was what I was trying to say, that is like, God should be on my side as an ally against somebody.
Don't slowly attack me.
I'm
standing. That's just weird. No.
But, yeah.
My response would be, if those two people are your friends, find out what went wrong. Make sure that there's peace.
Yeah.
If it's someone that you absolutely don't know, you are not allowed. And this is for Christians. If you're not a Christian, whatever you like, do. But... You're not allowed.
Sound like Paul. He's not Paul. He's not the least we by open door.
But, you know, you're not allowed to hold anybody unrighteously in your heart.
Mm.
Like, especially because you don't even know the two stories. Like, you only know from your friend's point of view. You don't know from that person's point of view. So then hold a complete stranger unrighteously in your heart. Don't do that. You know, if your friend has said they are hurt with this person, ask your friend, what did the person do? Can you resolve it? You can't resolve it. Okay, fine. Forgive. If you're forgiving, forget. It does not mean that I'll see the person on the road. I'll now pour more water on the person because my friend doesn't like them. That's just witchcraft behavior, and you need to repent.
But yeah, I think that's all the questions I had. Yay! It's actually such a lovely conversation. Yay! Thank you so much, Precious, for coming on my podcast. Do you have any final words, anything to leave the guests with?
I think I've said a lot. Well, if I want to say anything, it will just be
how awesome I am.
Listen to Evini and Evini's podcast. Listen to Evini's podcast. She's awesome. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to the Easy Like Sunday Morning podcast. I hope it was entertaining and also refreshing to your soul. And I'll see you in the next episode.